And if you found that, just say amen. If you have it by way of your text, or you may have a tablet, I want you to always be able to walk with me through the biblical writ. Joshua 24, 14 and 15. Verse 14 reads, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." Verse 15 says, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another opportunity just to share the good news. At this point, may we decrease and may you increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we will give your name all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Making Wise Choices. Making Wise Choices. Like most of you, I couldn't wait to turn 18 years of age for a lot of reasons. Namely, I got the opportunity to vote. One of the things that I felt real proud about was going, having them define my name, and then casting my ballot. I grew up watching my parents, Doris and Jim, vote. I watched them take people to the polls who could not make it. And they would often share a narrative of what it was like before persons, particularly in the African American community, could not vote, and how people were beaten and blood was shed, all because of the right to vote. Their actions spoke louder than their words. They made sure that each of us knew the importance of voting. I've since shared that with my own family. Vote, and then you have a voice. 44 years ago or more from the first time I voted, it is still something I do even today. Why? It is my right. It is my choice. I didn't stop by this morning to turn this pulpit into a political platform in no way, but to say to you, vote for someone who will best serve your interest, whether it's city hall or county office, whether it's a state office, Congress, or the president. You vote where you feel God is leading you, but make a choice and make a wise choice this day. In our text today, we meet Moses, the second in command. He was an understudy of the great liberator who brought the people through the Red Sea, and there was an exchange of power. God said that Moses, you won't get into the promised land, but Joshua will be the one to do it. He was one of the Bible's greatest military leaders. But one thing about Joshua, he was able to make the connection between his success and God. Let me say that again. He was able to realize that he was successful in all of his battles because he had God in his life. And you know, sometimes we miss that. Sometimes we believe our own press. We think that we've made it to where we are today by way of our education, our knowledge, our degree or two or three. Maybe we think it's because we live in a certain neighborhood. Maybe it is because we think that it is our good looks or our money, and therefore we feel a certain status. Amen? But when God steps in to guide you, it is he who you ought to serve and to give the praise to. Joshua led the people to the promised land. Isn't that something? We all have that place that God is trying to lead us. As a boy, I always was curious when they would say, I'm leading you into a land filled with milk and honey. I could imagine that in my own mind's eye, but it was a place that God had prepared for them. By the time we get to this 24th chapter, the last chapter of the book of Joshua, he's an older man now. Can I say he's probably drawing his pension on Social Security? He has lived his life, and he has now come to a place he can speak his mind more freely. There's something to be said about being a senior. It pays to listen to a senior citizen, folk who've been down through the valley, folk who've been on the mountaintop, folk who can help you. He challenges the people of God. He puts out a challenge, and he says he wants them to be faithful to God, to make a decision on who they were going to serve. And here are the choices. There was a preferred choice. There was other possible choices, and there was a personal choice. Preferred choice. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates River and Egypt and serve the Lord. We all have preferences. We have a preference on where we want to live, a preference on who we want to hang out or associate with, a preference on some place that we might like to dine or vacation. We have preferences, and that's important. People preferred to serve false gods even though God had brought them through. It was their preference to still serve false gods, idols. An idol is anything that replaces the one true God, and that's for the here and now. See, God had delivered the people from bondage, and they had left their old gods, but there were some of them, obviously, who were still serving the old gods. And Joshua wanted them to know that it's so important for you to serve the Lord. I love Psalm 100, 1 and 2. It says, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. And don't just serve God haphazardly, but serve him with gladness. You ought to get excited when you know that you are serving the one and the true and the only God and not an idol. You ought to make a wise choice today to serve God. Make an on-the-spot decision. Check the box, I'm going to serve God. But not only did Joshua point out to them that there was a preferred choice to serve the Lord, but also there were other possible choices. I like the way he kind of set this up. No pressure. He says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. He didn't pressure them. He says, just make it known. You got to make a choice today. And a wise choice. Joshua seemed to be saying, if my God is not working for you, he's not someone you want to serve, maybe he's undesirable, then you go ahead. You pick one. It's on you. Even today, people are shopping around for other gods. Oh, yes, we are. We're not satisfied with what God is doing. We're not satisfied with God's timing. So we start to get a God on the side. Amen. The other thing that he wants to say to them is that you need to do it today. Not let me get back with you. Not let me do research. You may not bow down to some image, but maybe you are bowing down to your job. Maybe you're bowing down to someone or a person. Be careful. Now you can love that person. You can encourage them, but don't bow to them. You would be amazed. You can't have your cake and eat it too. There's a choice you have to make. Over in the Gospel of Matthew 6 and 24, Jesus reminds those who are following him, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one or love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other, you cannot serve both God and money. Mammon. Amen? And so we've got to make a wise choice, even though there are many choices. The world will offer you a lot of get rich and quick fixes, but I say to you today, serve God. Amen? He's the one who can make a difference in your life. And so in making a wise decision, there are possible choices. There's a preferred choice, but then there is a personal choice. There at the latter part of 24 and 15, he says, that is Joshua, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua had a made up mind. He said, you know, I don't know about you all. I'll just put it out there. But can I speak as a leader? For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Now, he wasn't going to strong arm anybody. But there was a testimony in his household that persons who he was able to take care of and who was in his space watched him and saw his commitment and how he served God. Folk in your household, so they don't live with me, but they're within your realm of influence, they ought to know who you are serving. There should not be a mix-up about, I don't know who my parents are serving. I don't know who my friend or husband, I don't know who they're serving. You ought to know. And so he was real intentional, saying, this is personal for me. Amen? He was key about that. He said, I got to think about this. I don't have to, sit back and pull my hair out. I will serve the Lord. And those who watched him knew what he was doing. You know, before Jesus went to the cross, we know he had the Passover meal. He had those disciples together. Once he had served them, he came down from the table and wrapped a towel around his waist and began to wash his disciples' feet. And now they got a little worked up about that. Peter said, oh, no, you can't do that. But what he was doing was setting an example of what it means to serve. You got to get low to serve. You can't be high and mighty, but you got to humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he will do what? Exalt you in due time. But from that setting, John 13:15 says this. Jesus says, "For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Being in a position to make a choice to serve is not about what folk are doing for you, but what are you doing to serve God and to serve your community and to serve God's people in a way? But here's how this thing concludes. The people got it. I mean, can you imagine after hearing the choices, after hearing the preferences, they say, we got this. We can't forsake the God who brought us over. We can't forsake the God who put food on our table. We can't forsake the God who brought us through seen and unseen dangers. The folk respond and say, no, Joshua, we will serve your God. And that wasn't just talk. Joshua made note of it. He said, wait a minute. Let's put this stuff in writing now. And there's a stone that he had written on there saying, this is a covenant. This is a contract. And guess what? I'm going to put the stone under the oak tree. So when folk come along years later, they say, you know what? Something important happened here. And that ought to be our testimony today, that folk ought to know that, yeah, Big Mama served God and Big Daddy served God. But what about you? Will you follow the example? He led by example. And the people say, yeah. But he knew there were some in the camp who were still sneaking and serving other gods. You got to stop sneaking and serving other gods, but be committed to the one and only true God. Jesus made a decision to serve his Father from the crib to the cross. It was a wise choice. He died, was placed in a borrowed tomb, but on the third day, God made the only choice, the promised choice, the wise choice. He raised him from the dead. We have to serve the Lord. Amen? Yes. And accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is a wise choice today. You are wise somebody when you choose Jesus. Now listen, I've made some bad choices. And so have you. Don't call the roll. Don't share yours. I won't share mine. But thank God that even through it all, he allowed you to come over those situations. He looked beyond your faults and saw your very need.
Yes, sir.
Make a wise choice to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow Jesus. Anybody feel like they want to get on board today and serve a God who can make a difference? Anybody feel like that? You know, I ain't got to think about this. I don't need to be in the spiritual booth any longer than I need to be. There's just one box to check. It's God, God who sits high. It's God, God who knows what you need. God who made you. That is a clear choice.
Amen.
I remember sitting in the Springfield Baptist Church as a boy, and I would look over and hear Miss Rebecca Garvin from the East End. Oh, man, she would line that hymn. A charge to keep I had,
yeah.
A God to glorify, a never-dying soul to save and fit it for the sky, to serve this present age my calling to fulfill. Or may it all my power engage to do my master's will. I'm in. I voted. I'm voting for God. Amen.
Well,
I'm serving him with everything that's in me. Do you want to serve God? Don't let me pressure you now. Don't let me put any pressure on you. Do you want to serve him? My God, you ought to be getting excited right now. Why? Think about where he's brought you from. Think about what he's done in your life. And look at where he's going to take you. You are wise somebody. Serving God is a wise thing to do. Well, that's the word of God today.
Yes,
it is already blessed.
Yeah.
Make a wise choice.
Yeah.
And that opportunity is here right now. You're invited to make a choice. You have to think about what's before you. What options do you have? Not a candidate. He's not a candidate. He's the King of Kings. He's not a candidate. He's the Lord of Lords. He's not a candidate. He has nothing to prove. He scooped us up from the dust of the earth. Why should he prove himself? And he's also a jealous God. So the moment you start switching parties spiritually, you know that you've made a wrong move. Today, I want to invite you. No rally, no campaign, no yard signs, but folk ought to be able to see the God in you. So you know what? I want to serve your God. And today, it's an invitation to you. Let's bow before the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we thank you. You've given us a choice. Free will. And today, we choose you, our God and our Savior. But there may be someone watching this broadcast or hearing it who is stuck between two opinions. They're undecided. Oh, today, may we bring the evidence. May we bring the record. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says that you believe that God sent Jesus Christ to die for you. If you believe that he rose again, the Bible says, if you believe that in your heart and who you are, you shall be saved. Today, if you're not saved, today, if you're still thinking, I've not made up my mind yet, you're in the poll. You're among those who've not made a decision to serve God. Make a wise choice today and serve him. We ask it all now in Jesus' name.